I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Sergeant Jeremiah Greider, and we are talking about animal cruelty. What are some of the things that you guys look for when you are doing these types of investigations?
A lot of things are making sure the animals have proper food, water, shelter, especially during high heat times, you know, pouring down rain, snow, even cold weather when we get back into cold weather, is making sure that the animals have the proper care that, you know, they need to survive outside.
What are some of the basics that people should be providing if the animal must stay outside?
Well, a lot of people don't understand is that you can't tie the dog down with a single chain. The dog has to be on a line where it can run back and forth. But some of the just things that the dog would need is a shelter, such as a doghouse, even if it's a man-made doghouse, but it needs a proper shelter. It definitely needs food and water for the outside, okay, whether it's somewhere to keep warm, keep out of the rain, or even keep out of the burning heat.
When you talk about food and water, you want to have food that's not spoiled, correct? You want something that the dog can eat.
Correct. Dog food. And the biggest thing, like especially with puppies knock over their bowls and stuff. So, and I've heard that excuse a lot. Well, the puppy knocks over the bowls. Well, they sell things to where, you know, the dogs can't knock that stuff over because they are animals. They're going to knock stuff over. That's just what a puppy does. So you just need to make sure that you set up an area where the dog cannot do that, or even cat, house cats, whatever, that they cannot do those types of things.
Any suggestions on keeping water drinkable for the animals, such as keeping it cool at least in the summer?
Just make sure you have like a shaded area. Most houses have a shady spot, such as underneath a tree or anything like that. Just make sure the dog has plenty of shade to get out of the sun, and, you know, tie your bowls to like a chain link fence or something like that where the dog can't knock it over.
Okay. Keeping the water cool, does ice help them in the summer a little bit?
You could make ice ones and all that. And gradually, it's going to heat up, you know, just to make sure that you're checking on your dog. The water should be cool enough in the shaded area for a dog to keep plenty hydrated.
Animals in vehicles, especially during the summer, not a good idea.
Yeah, especially during the summer, because people don't understand is that your car heats up way faster than the outside's going to. And it's basically you're putting an animal in an oven is basically what you're doing. So it may be 80 degrees outside, you're talking it may be 120 inside that car with no air movement.
That is Sergeant Jeremiah Greider with the Chillicothe Police Department, and this is Cop Talk.